This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 22nd, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. House lawmakers today narrowly passing a nearly $1.15 trillion annual defense policy bill, advancing the measure amid increased tension over military spending in the war in Iran. The vote tally was 216 to 212. Six Democrats voted for the bill. Seven Republicans voted against. The bill, according to Speaker Johnson, will be attached to the Save America Act, that's President Trump's voter ID bill, before being sent to the Senate. While the House is considering a spending package to include funds for the Iran war and financial aid for farmers, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his chamber will hold off until Congress can work out funding the government beyond September. Congress is facing an avalanche of competing priorities, overlapping legislative proposals right before the upcoming five-week late summer breaks for both chambers. The House yesterday passed what is being touted as a clean and straightforward continuing resolution bill that would fund the government through December 4th. Thune, though, said the Senate is busy working, crafting its own CR. The Senate set to go on a five-week recess starting the second week of August. The House scheduled to begin its late summer break starting Friday. The American Soybean Association is applauding Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and North Dakota Senator John Hoeven for their efforts to restore the prevented plant buy-up option under the Federal Crop Insurance Program. ASA has long advocated for restoring the important risk management tool and appreciates the USDA's commitment to working toward its return. In a press release, ASA President Scott Metzger said, "Crop insurance is the cornerstone of the farm safety net. Restoring the prevented plant buy-up option will provide farmers with greater certainty as they navigate increasingly unpredictable weather and challenging economic conditions." National Sorghum Producers Chair Amy France said the group is encouraged to see a proposed sorghum futures contract from the CME Group. In a statement, France said, quote, "The announcement of a sorghum futures contract should be an exciting development for our industry. However, our responsibility is to look beyond the announcement and ensure the proposed product works for sorghum farmers. Significant questions remain." Growers through sorghum organizations like NSP provided recommendations for more appropriate delivery points and other safeguards to support contract liquidity. Those recommendations are not reflected in the proposed CME product, which relies on a wheat market model. France said, "Moving forward, we will continue advocating for improvements, seeking answers to outstanding questions, and ensuring producers have the information they need to understand the product and its potential impact." The Meat Institute today announced support for the Recycled Materials Attribution Act and the Packaging and Claims Knowledge Act, bipartisan legislation that establishes clear, consistent national standards for recycled content and environmental marketing claims. The bills were debated during a hearing of the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Commerce, Manufacturing, and Trade. Meat Institute President and CEO Juliana Pott said, "The meat and poultry industry depends on packaging that protects food safety, maintains product quality, and reduces food waste. The legislation would provide consumers with clearer information while establishing a single, reliable national framework that supports innovation and compliance across the food supply chain." Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.